You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's show is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now more than ever, our internet reliance is at its peak. We talk to our friends, loved ones, and even watch shows like Howson's Brew. And we like to think our information is safe, but the larger your footprint is online, going to different websites, the more you need proper security. And that's where Surfshark comes in. It is a VPN service that encrypts your data on the internet to stop unwanted people from seeing it. And another great reason for a VPN, you can access content that is restricted to different places. You can get American Netflix, you can get American Amazon Prime, Canadian Amazon Prime, even football highlights that are restricted on Twitter. Get Surfshark in, you can watch them on your device. And all you have to do is change your location on Surfshark. Then you get access to everything you want. Let's say you're going on holiday even. You can change your location back to the UK and use all of your streaming services to watch football while you're away. And right now, Surfshark has a special holiday deal. Click the link in the description and use the code PADDOCK to get 83% off, which is basically all of it. 83% off, 4 months for free, and you also get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So for essentially a couple of quid a month, you are fully protected. Click the link in the description. Again, 83% off, 30-day guarantee, and 4 months for free. Link in the description. Use the code PADDOCK. Here's the show.
Right, Jay's not on Tinder.
I'm doing the Instagram link thing.
I just said, I'll say you're on Tinder. And he was like, no, don't. So you're not. You're not on Tinder. What's the issue? Jesus. All right. Paddock Podcast, Stephen Howson. Justin, soon to be single, Motto Z. And Andy Tate in the corner.
Cheers.
Right, yeah. My work is done, see in a bit.
Right. Yes, your work is done. And I look forward to seeing my kids once a weekend. What we're going to be talking about, Ed Woodward's statement, what's all that about?
God.
Oh, God.
Why,
no.
Though? Next thing you know, can How to Look After Your Kids DVD box set by the McCanns. Really?
Oh, my God.
This is
what happens. We spoke about the words, Stephen. We had this conversation about words. I'm glad to see it's taking effect. Yeah, I mean, are we not like, I hate Ed Woodward with a passion. He's one of the worst people in the world when it comes to Manchester United Football Club and what he's done, the way he was involved in the takeover with the Glazers and since the takeover, how he's just...
I mean, his involvement in the club has been fucking swimming, hasn't it?
Really? Yeah, he's just been a disaster. Flawless. I wish to God he'd never got involved with Manchester United Football Club.
Yeah.
But is there an element here where actually consultancy role, it's not that meaningful and it's kind of par for the course when
no,
you get
No, it's him
down.
Being weighed in without having to do anything for it.
Right.
Okay. No, it's nonsense. Get right. Rid of him.
Yeah.
Throw his shit out of the office first floor window when you get the chance and tell him never fucking darken our door again.
Yeah.
Absolute Glazer stooge.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Andy, what do you think of Ed Woodward? What do you call him? Scrooge McDuck, isn't it?
Scrooge McDuck, yeah. He's like DuckTales jumping in all that money, swimming about, thinking he's a bee's knees. We need a clean break. Really need a clean break, and this is what we want. But it's not happening. And I hope Radnick stands up to him.
Do you think he can say, just stay out of my nose, stay out of my business?
I don't know. This is that you don't know the internal politics of the club.
I mean, you've
seen fucking ponytail baldy face, didn't you, when he was getting chased down the street by that reporter? What?
Ponytail baldy face. Ponytail baldy face is the best nickname ever, and I love it.
He looks like someone's drawn a face on a nutsack.
He does. Doesn't he look awful?
Yeah.
He looks like an awful.
How many
human
billion
being?
Has he got?
About, I don't know. Three.
Rather be skint and fit.
Yeah, I mean, he just looks atrocious. We're talking about, is it Joel, that one? I was getting mixed up.
Yeah, well, I got chased down the road.
Joel, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just the arrogance on his face to just not acknowledge
the one as well that he was giving that team talk to his mates in America at the NFL or whatever, the college football. I'm not into the American sports, you know what I mean? The one where they throw things. And he was saying like, oh, yeah, we put...
all of them.
Yeah, actually, yeah, good point. He was saying, it is all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Anyway, it was one of them ones, and he was giving this talk, and
which
he was
one?
the one that's like rugby, but for people who are a bit softer.
American football.
Thank you. That's it.
Or American hand egg.
Yes, thank you. And he was saying like he was basically just getting things wrong. He was saying about Ronaldo, you know, Ronaldo's, we signed him in whatever when he was 16. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
What are you on about? And it's like, he doesn't even pretend to know and care about his football club.
That's a level of not giving a fuck that I could aspire to be in.
People saying it's Avram in the, well, some path. Trey answers it's Avram. Yeah, they're all the same, really, aren't they? No one really cares. Get involved in the comments, get involved in the chat. Let us know what you think about Woodward. I'll give you the full story here because people will be going, what is going on? You know, what is this story? Right, Richard Arnold is going to be appointed as CEO, which is a bit more normal. That's what David Gill used to do. He was CEO, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, CEO.
Instead of executive vice chairman.
Because Woodward called himself executive vice chairman, didn't he?
He just rolled around that
title.
The scrabble.
Executive vice chairman of his money bank, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
he just went onto a LinkedIn title generator.
Yeah. I'm going to call myself executive vice chairman of Manchester United Football Club. And it's like, what? No, you're the CEO. No, I'm executive vice chairman.
Doorman. You're a doorman. Be a doorman and be proud of it, right? Don't be a crowd control technician.
I'm a regional consultant crowd control technician. Oh, really?
I'm a Weatherspoons bouncer. Yeah. Relax.
I work in recycling and waste management. Oh, dear. Yeah, I clean toilets. All right, okay. Why not just say what you do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're the CEO.
Executive vice chairman. I am the guy that bullshits United supporters.
Yeah, exactly. And he's done it for about, 8 years now? Anyway, he's...
2005, Jay.
Oh, yeah, I always forget. I always think of Gill, when Gill stepped down in 2013.
Can you imagine the snideness?
The way that that's
knowing
gone.
That he's basically Ed Woodward Glazer, right? Imagine the snideness at all the board meetings that he'd have had.
Uncle Avi,
David Gill forgot to take his lunch today.
That would have been going on as well, wouldn't it?
I can smell it on him.
That would have been a proper...
Absolute.
Classroom SWAT.
Yeah, classroom snitch.
Classroom SWAT.
Classroom SWAT snitch. Going, yeah, like you're saying.
What's that little snitch called in Recess? Randall.
Oh, yeah, that's a blast from the past, that. Abhinav Verma says, honestly, I think Ponytail Baldyface is broke and he's just pretending to be a billionaire with an awesome...
You got a fucking Lamborghini Urus or whatever it's called, didn't it? 400 grand to look at one of them.
So the sort of situation is, for those who care anymore, Woodward's going to be replaced by Richard Arnold, as Richard Arnold's going to be CEO. What do we know about Richard Arnold, Steve? You know about all these things.
The money guy. He's come from, was he chief financial officer?
Right.
Manchester United appointment, if ever I smelt one.
Yeah, so a football man then.
Yeah.
Real football man.
Which bank did he work at?
I don't know.
So
honest with you.
I'm actually connected with him on LinkedIn. Let me go and have a look.
Oh, yeah. Check you. Hey, me and Richard Arnold.
Yeah, he knows everything.
I'm going to message him. Why don't you message him and tell him to... get involved in the chat and the comments. Let us know what you think. Gavin Anthony says, Randall taking notes.
Says he's group managing director at Manchester United is what it says. Let's have a look at his...
Alex Bagley says, my mate was an inventory control specialist, a.k.a. stock the bar.
He was a leadership fellow at the College of St. George.
He was a what?
Leadership, till now. He is a leadership fellow, I don't know what that means. Chairman of the board at United.
Oh, yeah.
At Manchester United Foundation, sorry. Oh, yeah. Finance director at GC Group.
Let's say that.
Managing director at
Spice Dealer at Piccadilly Gardens. It's a bit of a weird thing to
put.
Oh, right, sorry.
Hey,
finance director, senior manager at communications.
Oh, senior manager, director. What did you do? Petty says Glazonomics hate them all. Gavin Anthony says Glazers are part of the Illuminati. Sound like someone I know.
He's not wrong there. He's not far off from the truth there, mate. Keep at it.
Do you, when you see, you hear about these things, Andy, what do you make of it? Do you care? Do you think this is a negative, a positive? Are you bored of it? How do you feel about it?
I just want a clean break from him now.
From Woodward or from...
from Woodward. Yeah. I want a clean break from him. He's the guy which he completely denies. Oh, I had nothing to do with the Super League. Yet he dropped it on Solskjaer straight before kickoff against the Burnley game.
And then resigned in the aftermath of it.
Yeah.
But it was not to do him.
And well for resigning for shit I didn't do.
I know. It's tragic he's leaving. I mean, I condone what they did to his house and all that. You don't threaten the guy's family and all that.
But I take it you don't condone, you mean?
I don't condone it. So it's wrong for what people were doing. But he's caused this himself. He's brought it on himself. And he deserves the abuse. And I've got no sympathy for him. So just go away, take your paycheck and just leave. We want a clean break.
I have my reservations about how authentic that thing was at his house. I'm just going to put it out there. But
the fact that the son happened to be there when he just hired a former son, was he an editor?
Yeah, I think so.
Neil Ashton's a PR director who's got close links with the son. And it just so happens that the son are at his house as this is all going on. False flags, mate. It's the 101 for gaining sympathy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because like the quote, like if you go and interview a bunch of thugs, as they were termed.
Excuse me, I'm from the Sun newspaper. Yeah. Can I have a quote?
And they gave you a word perfect quote. Well, we're just disgruntled and angry at what's going on. And you think, hang on a minute, no one's saying that to you.
No one who's tried to torch an house has said the word disgruntled in 227 years.
Yeah, it was like a quote. You thought, no way.
I don't think Guy Fawkes said that when he tried it.
No, it was just here's what might have been a quote had that been authentic. Why don't you get that fucking camera out my face?
Yeah, before I make you eat it. Mid-token Marius, who's been a member of the Academy for 4 years. Don't forget as well, check out the membership section, the 12 Days of Paddock, where we're giving away a host of prizes, including a PlayStation 5. Anyway, he said, what's it going to take to finally get that fool out of the club? If the managers get fired for failing to do a job, he should have been sacked in 2014. Agree?
Yeah, he should have been. Yeah. Should have been.
You've never liked him, have you? You've been one of the most vocal people against Ed Woodward.
Yeah, because when Gil left, I thought, we lost our two best, didn't we?
Two biggest, most important people.
Yeah, we lost it at the time, and like you say, it was a spiral to doom with three trophyless seasons, and I was born out of it. So was full-time Devils. So it benefited me, but it didn't benefit United. So the guy's he's just clueless about football. I mean, from what I've heard, he's a rugby guy, isn't he? He likes rugby union.
I heard he's a Liverpool fan as well. I don't know how true that is, but he's certainly not a Manchester United fan, as he wouldn't have done to the club what he's done. I don't know. Hang on a minute. Let me just try and find these quotes here. Mary Crimbo from Santa says Santa Notch. Honestly, says Abhinav Verma, we'll love it if the Glazers tell how to get a credit card like the one they got. Honestly, getting a $600 million loan. Someone quoted me and you the other day on Twitter. Someone tagged us in something and we both ignored it. But they were saying, like, the Glazers only put such and such amount in. They put, like, 70 million in, then they started taking out. And I thought, no, they didn't.
They didn't do that.
They didn't take anything. They didn't put anything in, did they?
I want to know how you get that credit level, honestly.
And that's what someone said. Like,
hell of a Wonga loan, that, I tell you.
Mad, isn't it?
Not only that, mate, I don't know how bad your credit has to be that you have to pay, like, £1.5 billion in interest and still owe nearly everything that you owed in the first place. That's honestly like crackhead accounting.
It is. Do you know what the bad thing
is? What's going to happen? I'm going to take a loan out. I'm going to pay £100 million back on that loan, £660 million loan.
Yep.
I'll pay £100 million on it for 16 years. How much do I owe? £500 million. What? Mate, that makes sense. Don't tell me they're good at business because that's fucking dumb.
This is another thing, ASD. And you've been, again, like Andy, you've been very vocal against this. I had this discussion, I think it was yesterday or the day before. Someone was saying, oh, well, Woodward, I hate him, but he should maybe go back to the money side of things. He's good at bringing in money.
Is he?
But this is a myth, isn't it? Because he isn't, is he?
We no longer have any of the record deals in terms of sponsorship. I think City have just signed one, or have they? Chelsea's kit deals.
City signed one with their owner. Yeah, he's Shell company
with City.
Yeah, basically.
This is Manchester United that you're selling. At the time that they took over in 2005, Manchester United were comfortably, by far and away, I think doing somewhere in the region of about 300% the nearest person's revenue in the Premier League. Yeah. Now, United's income has nearly trebled. Everyone else has gone up five times.
Right. So in terms of comparative growth, yeah, we're not doing well.
No, ultimately, like, you could have done fuck all. Norwich City make X number of million on the TV deal.
Yeah.
As long as you're not getting relegated, you're still making some serious wonga.
Yeah.
United's kit deal, it's Manchester fucking United. We always sell somewhere in the region of 1.8 to 2 million shirts a season, plus whatever the black market for shirts does, right? But yeah, there's 1.8 to 2 million shirts sold, which is usually around the top number of shirts sold. Might have been swayed by Messi going to PSG this summer, but typically United are in the top one or two of a home shirt or whatever sold per season. Those metrics mean money for whichever kit manufacturer you decide to go with. You don't need a hard sell. You just need to bang a tweet out once a year. Hey, do you want to sponsor Manchester United? Ring that number.
Yeah. You're always going to have lots and lots of businesses that want to get involved with Manchester United.
Oh, 100%.
No matter what happens on the pitch as well. Because people say, oh, well, when you've not had success on the pitch, it's going to affect your revenue and it's going to affect your sales and it's going to affect your sponsorship.
It will, but not
that massively, because you're still one of the biggest sports brands in history.
Yeah, but imagine what you make if the team was winning stuff. Yeah.
Well, this is another thing as well.
Would you make an extra £100 million a year as well over the last 15 years? Because actually that's what the deficit of having them just own us has cost us.
You know, Steve's even said this in the past. Imagine what you win if you fucking win a major trophy.
Do you talk about engagement? I've said this one in the past. They talk about engagements on the tweets. Embarrassingly, someone was talking about the fucking engagement that they got on a tweet, which was Nobby Styles, and talking about Nobby Styles. Time and a fucking place. And they're talking about the engagement that you got on Munich tweets. There was one.
There was one with the Klopp as well, a Klopp tweet. So yeah, like engagement about Jurgen Klopp. Nothing. What are we doing here? Through the looking glass here. Come on.
And then, do you know what would get loads of engagement? The 21st title win.
Yeah.
Or another treble.
Yeah.
Count the retweets on that, because it'll break the fucking internet. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Just imagine the tweet 21 times Manchester United.
That would break in that.
And
that
everything that goes with it, us, we would go as well.
Exactly.
Everything would go in overdrive for all United.
But the thing is that annoys me with the Glazers, right, is, you know, you said it, Steve, they're not good businessmen. And, like, I hate them with every fibre of my being, but they could have even had the cake and eat it. And if they had a bit about them, they could have done what they did, but kept us winning trophies, which would have distracted, like, a lot of people. Not everyone, but a lot of people.
It did for a little bit under, like, during that first, those back-to-back three titles. And then I think it was under, I think the Wayne Rooney thing might have really sparked it in 2010, because that was what kicked off the next sort of round of green and gold sort of protests.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, a lot of the more fair-weather support does shut up and quieten down.
Yeah.
The hardcore support's always going to have a bee in its bonnet about it.
Yeah.
2006, 2007, I was in Afghanistan with the Love United 8 Glazer stuff. Yeah. We were shit hot then.
Yeah.
We had Rooney, we had Ronaldo, we had a fantastic team. It looked at the time like we were investing. You know, only with a bit of hindsight, you realise, you know, you start to hear things leak out from people who were staff members at the time that, you know, we had this one lined up and that one lined up and this one lined up and it all went tits up. But you just think that if we'd have spent an extra 100 million, which doesn't go a long way today,
yeah,
it was a fucking long way in 2006. And a long way. Like, we made a profit. Win the league, make a profit on
what's
transfers.
What's that about? When Fergie in, like, a net profit for, like, I think 5 years or
so? I think his last 8 years he spent on average 19 million a season.
Which is nothing.
Like,
and don't get me wrong, you make a good point, because I get that even when we were winning things, when we were title holders, we still protested, we still kicked off. I just think if we were successful, if we were challenging for honours every season and winning titles and Champions Leagues,
people argued with you back then. I remember. Yeah. I can remember
it
having so many.
As vocal.
I know it's not like me. It's normally a Jay thing. But literally, around even like 2011, 2012, 2013, arguing with people on Twitter saying they've been good owners.
No, they haven't.
What are you sniffing?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. And I think that it helps them that Fergie was pretty quiet on that front and backed them. I just don't think he wanted another scenario after the Rock of Gibraltar stuff where he was getting into one of the owners. I don't think he felt that
well,
was
this is where they didn't
helpful.
Invest. They didn't invest after we won a Champions League and the following title, 2009. That was the next level to go up for, because you're going into the next decade, aren't you?
Yeah.
you got City coming round the corner. We don't want all that money. And we didn't invest for the future. It was an aging team. It's no fault of Fergie's.
No, Fergie tries to defend it in his autobiography by talking about the age profile of the team, saying it was actually one of the younger teams that he'd ever left and therefore it wasn't an old team. You go, okay, but you're being a little bit dishonest with the truth here because, okay, there might have been people that thought Phil Jones was going to be in whatever and Chris Smalling was going to be in whatever.
Cleverley and Danny Welbeck and Nick
Powell. All these might have gone on and done something, but they didn't, right? They were never... I don't think anyone ever thought Chris Smalling was the new Rio. I don't think anyone... Phil Jones, maybe. There was a little bit of hype around him that obviously wasn't realised. But when you look at the investment... Look at the investment from 99, 98, and you look at what we did with Stam and York, yeah, and the reputation that they had. And then you look at what we brought in following that with Rude and with Rio and Veron. And then Ronaldo, and then Rooney. We were buying best-in-class, potential, absolute show-stopping players. And then the Glazers came in. And it shifted a little bit. Like, you can have a Michael Carrick this summer, but don't tell your dad. Like, and it was like, we got an Evra and a Vidic, who did turn out to be great buys, and Michael Carrick turned out to be a great buy. But where was the... We should have been signing 50, 60 million pound players then, because the transfer record had shifted, and we no longer kept up with that. And we sold players for that. We didn't buy players for that. You know, when we brought in a Berbatov, who turned out to be a great player and we lost money on, but where was our Benzema signing for 10 years? Where was our, you know, Aguero was going around about that time and we didn't pick up these players that we knew about and couldn't pull the trigger on? You know, and where was our, why weren't we bringing in someone like a Hummels as Rio was getting to 34, 35? Yeah. The Fergie of old, the Fergie, when you look at his pattern throughout the, even the late 80s, but from the 90s into the noughties until 2005, this was a guy that, I mean, even when we signed Ruud van Nistelrooy, and apparently there was a lot of aggro to get him over the line.
Because of the injury and that?
Just because of his age.
Right.
There was some talk. One United player told me, I'm not going to say who, because another United player, Rio, said it was wrong, but one United player told me one thing, and another United player said that wasn't the case. But I don't know if the truth is maybe a little bit in between both of them. Well. And one of them says that Fergie bounced because he was told he was getting Ronaldo back. If you remember just before he retired, there was a lot of Ronaldo talk.
Yeah, hell of a lot.
Yeah, he said it was lined up for then. And also Bale. And we ended up with Ruud van Nistelrooy, and that's why Fergie was like, they're not going to fucking back me, I'm off. Now, I don't know if that's the whole truth.
Robin van Persie?
No. Well, sorry, we ended up with Robin van Persie, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the whole truth or there's an element of truth to that or if it's a bit of bullshit. Rio says he don't think there's any truth in that at all.
Okay.
The other player that I spoke to, a player from that time, is pretty adamant that that was the case. And I don't want to put
remember
it out
that, I remember that at the time in the nightclubs, you pick three in the morning, you go for a slash, you're talking about United, you know, oh, Ronaldo's coming, you pissed out your fucking head. Oh, I've heard this, I've heard that, it's bang on a Saturday night.
He was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, 2013, you just won the Premier League. Oh, we're fucking having running out.
I remember it was Ronaldo and Bale.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Fucking
Bale.
Buzzing in
this
the clubs.
Is gonna happen, yeah.
In the clubs, man, it's fucking me.
So you look that's at what Fergie did in the 90s when he, you know, he brought in, even when he was bringing in the likes of Cole or. You know, when he brought in Ruud van Nistelrooy, we already had Chicharito, Welbeck, Rooney, and he still brings him in. Like
Van Persie. You call him Ruud van Nistelrooy again?
Mate, I'm tired. Sorry. Have I done it twice? Sorry.
Robin van Nistelrooy.
I was trying to do the medal. I was thinking Ruud at his age. What's he on about?
I've got too many players in my head to get out. But even when he was signing
Van
the
Persie, everyone, he means Van Persie.
Even when I was saying, even when we did sign Ruud.
Yeah.
Look at what the rest of the team we were building around Ruud, early 2000s.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Fucking hell, so I didn't realise doing that.
It's all right. Both excellent. Who's the best? Robin van Persie, Ruud van Nistelrooy.
See, we were talking about this, weren't we? Yeah. With Scott on Twitter the other day.
Yeah. Me and you
he
agreed.
He said, Van Persie's best, but let's be honest, Van Persie played one season.
Yeah.
Van Persie's season was better than any that Van Nistelrooy had.
Yeah.
And I was going to fuck it up again then. But I disagree. I actually think that the second season, the one we won the league.
Yeah. We've only won a league title once.
Yeah, we only won it once.
That's
we scored 44 goals.
Because towards the end of that season.
And
the
end 11, of that season.
Yeah. The end of that season.
That hat trick against Fulham and that individual goal, that's fucking class.
The last 10 games, he scored something like 12 goals, whatever, or 13 goals. And
it was just like a fucking whirlwind, wasn't it?
He was scoring left, right, and centre.
It wasn't like, do you know what? I think I said this on Twitter, RVP was like a refined Ferrari. He was great to look at. He performed.
Slick.
Yeah, slick, refined. Fucking Rude was just like a bar fight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was just carnage, but he would find a way to get the ball in the back of the net. Yeah, Roadhouse. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Roadhouse.
Absolutely fucking min.
Get involved in the comments. Let us know, who do you think was the best? Van Persie or Van Nistelrooy? Or as Steve likes to say, Rude or Van Nistelrooy? Abin Abirma says, Green and Gold got triggered because we sold Ronaldo for 80 million and spent the money clearing our debt and signed a free agent and gave him number 7. Dion Collins, welcome to the academy. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it. Ross Murphy says, Fabregas was close to sign for United, but we didn't pay the price Barcelona wanted. He would have been a good midfielder in his prime. Loads of people say, well, a few people saying Rude.
You know what happened with Fabregas?
Go on, no, I want to know. Go on.
So,
there's a poll in the chat, by the way. Van Persie or Van Nistelrooy?
There was... Our first bid went in, it was like, shit, 20 million or something like that for Fabregas.
For Fabregas.
And then we put in, like, 23. And I think it was like... The numbers could be off here, but the sequence is correct. We put in another one and Barcelona rejected it. And then they expected another one to come, which they would have accepted. And it was only going to be, like, another million on top of it or something like that. And Fabregas had been worded up. He'd been, like, briefed, which is illegal as fuck, but it happens. He was happy to come. Barcelona was happy to sell. And then United never rang him again.
Why?
And you just think, when you line it up with some of the other stuff that's happened, like people turning up at the Liga office with a briefcase, asking to release Ander Herrera and going, we never did that, but the next summer you're back there trying to do the same fucking thing. Like, people often turn up at the Liga office with 30 million, don't they, trying to fucking buy people out, you absolute dickhead. Like, it was clearly us, and it was clearly a fall guy for something we fucked up on. But it shows how much of a fucking circus this club has been over the last decade.
It has.
Run like an absolute fucking shit show.
And that's being kind. I don't know if I got you. What was your answer to the Van Nistelrooy and Van Persie question?
I would have to go for Van Nistelrooy because he had 4 seasons and he was just knocking them in for fun.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But for the best 20 million is Van Persie, but for all-round player is
Van Nistelrooy. Who's the best Dutchman we've had?
Oh my God.
Van Nistelrooy, Van Persie.
No shout for Arnold Murren in there.
Was
it Santa Notch or someone who said that in the chat with me and you were having?
Jordy Cruyff.
Stam, Van der Sar.
They've all been world class.
They have, haven't they?
We've had some Memphis, Butner.
Van der Beek, probably the best.
Well, if you look at Twitter, I think he definitely was.
If we did a poll, he'd probably win it.
He would. I don't know who the best is. Because they've all been different fucking positions.
You could do it with the best Frenchman, Cantona, Evra, William Prunier. You know what I mean?
Pogba.
Who?
Martial.
Yeah.
Louis Saha.
Hey, there you go. Abin Abirma says, best Dutchman. Defo, not Van der Beek.
They'll come for you.
Yeah, they'll come. Trust me. You don't want to say this. Your mate, I know me and you were speaking about Pogba. We've got a video coming out soon as well where me and Steve looked through potential comings and goings this January. One of them is Paul Labeel Pogba. But there's been more advice from your mate, Evra, talking about how Pogba can fix his career. And he's just going on to say, you know, he says he's such a great player. And maybe some people can't understand why he can't play so well with France for the national team. Oh, sorry, why he can play so well for France and not for Manchester United. He needs to fix that. Give more love to the fans. Then they have to give him more love in return. I think some of the old legends can sometimes go in too personal on him, which I don't like. He's a great guy. Maybe that's a nod to Roy Keane, if you think about old legends. Or it could be Gary Neville as well. I know you've covered this thing, and forgive me for asking again, but do you see any happy ending for Paul Pogba at Manchester United?
No. If he stays, I don't think it'll be a happy ending.
No. It's a shame because, I mean, you were probably the most hyped man in Manchester when we signed him.
Cuddled him.
I know, you were giving me and Steve just started chatting. I remember getting all these updates from Steve, texting me like, I'm at his hotel. I'm waiting. I've got Jayden with me. And this was like every 10 minutes, he's turned up. I'm getting a photo, and I think you were the first fan I saw, right? So you got his picture with him on his return to Old Trafford.
He was. They wouldn't let anyone... You know Abs, the security guy that you see in all the photos with Paul Pogba, by the way? Yeah. So Abs is kind of like with him. There was a guy It was a Larry Hotel. Listen, just go to Larry Hotel, go in the back door, get yourself a fucking apple juice and sit there and don't get mithered. They'll put stadium gates up at the front.
Yeah.
Just go in the back.
Yeah. It's easy. Yeah, it's easy.
Buy yourself a plate of chips, get an apple juice and just fucking sit there. So we sat there waiting. I don't know if it was a summer holidays or whatever. We sat there till like fucking 1 a.m. We'd been there about 3 or 4 hours. And he was, Raiola was there, Lukaku had come. And it was a guy trying to like snidely film him.
Really?
Pogba's on the phone, like just walking around the bar of the hotel. There's a guy trying to like snidely film him and that. Pogba fucking grabs his phone off him, makes him delete the video.
Really?
Yeah. And Jaden goes over and says, oh, can I get a picture? And he was like, yeah, sure. Just give me 2 minutes. Obviously, he's well busy, you can imagine. So we're like, just chill. He said, yeah, let's just chill. We'll just wait here. Ended up waiting forever. And then they went and got something to eat. And they were just sat there talking after they'd finished it. So I said, go and ask now if you want, because it's settled down. It's been in fucking hours. He's already said, yeah. Now it's a drama. It goes over and that Abs is like, nah, I'll come back tomorrow. And so Jaden starts crying. What was it? 7 years ago. It'd been seven, right? Wow. Something like that. So he starts crying. I was like, can't come back tomorrow. I would just need to see Paul Pogba. Yeah, that's going to fucking work, innit? Kid lunatic. So I was like, all right, come on, mate. It's not going to happen today. We'll get off. And some French woman just sees Jay crying. Shouts some Abs in French and then just drags Jaden off me into the other room.
Really?
I was just like, fuck, follow her. So Jaden like sorts himself out, fucking gets a cuddle. I mean, Pogba was fantastic with him. Was gives that? Him a cuddle and he was like, oh, welcome back to the club and this, that and the other. And he was like, has a picture of him, has a nice little chat with him and all the rest of it. And I was like, I don't usually get pictures. I'm going to get a fucking selfie. So I got a selfie.
Yeah.
And I was like, welcome back to Manchester. And I just give him a big fucking cuddle.
Nice.
And he was like, I'm buzzing to be... I said, I'm buzzing at your back. And he was like, I'm fucking buzzing to be back.
From what we hear about Pogba, whether you like him or not as a fan, he's quite weird. He's popular in the dressing room. A lot of the other players like him.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He does seem like to be a likeable character.
My only issue is the circus around him.
Yeah, and I get that.
I think he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And I think if you could get a commitment out of him, I would roll with it.
Yeah.
And even against my better judgment now, I don't think it's ever going to change, and I don't think he's ever going to leave Raiola and the million other factors that are at play here. But I think his ability is almost unmatched when he's on form. The problem is he's been a bit iffy the last couple of seasons with injuries and stuff like that, but that sort of ability is special. It's not on the shelf, that.
No. It is, and it's sad because, you know, you saw it at the beginning of the season, didn't you, against Leeds, where he's just
don't see it enough.
And I think it was Leeds against Newcastle as well. And I was watching it because for the second half, it's down our end, like they're attacking. And they're almost like, it's like a 10-man defensive unit. And United are sort of knocking on the door, can't unlock it. And he can. He finds that little pass that no one else can see.
Finds room.
Yeah,
he's
pass formation against Leeds. Yeah, remember? Yeah. Four
assists, wasn't it?
Four assists.
And that ball, I mean, don't get me wrong, right?
You watch him back as well and you go, yeah, the fuck has he done that?
Mason Greenwood had a lot to do with the finish. It was a mint finish, but that ball to Mason Greenwood against Leeds was phenomenal. It was just inch perfect. And I think, like you say, Steve, there's not many players on the planet, if any, that can do that.
Yeah,
sort of
it's
thing.
Just we haven't seen it enough over the years. I mean, I'm not a fan of him, but it's a shame. It's going to end. It's going to end, I think, as well. So He's only going one way, and that's out the door.
When we signed him, where did you sort of sit? Did you think we're going to win a title? We're going to challenge for Champions League? Or do you think?
Do I think that every year?
Yeah, I really thought.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking optimist at heart, right? I might be grumpy on the surface of things, but I get giddy.
I thought that when we signed Fred Diogo Dalot and Lee Grant.
No, but he's right.
I didn't that year.
He's right. He's right. After winning the League Cup and the Europa League, I thought we'll crack on here.
That's the biggest disappointment for me. I'll be honest with you, and I think there's video evidence of me and you saying words to this effect. When we got Pogba and Jose around the centre and Zlatan.
Oh my God.
I'm going, me and I'm not alone. They're not going to leave without having won a title here. That is a certainty. It might not be this season, and it might end in tears. We might only get a few years out of him.
Still 6 months yet.
Yeah, but they will leave with a title. And obviously that's not transpired.
Still one more to go, you know. Still Champions know. League, yeah. You never know.
Listen, what is the... You know?
Do you know what I didn't think would happen? He's like, fucking leave us for free again. Like, can you imagine?
No, bro. Can you... do you know what would be the worst thing, right?
What do you mean you've took her back when she's cheated on you?
Yeah. The worst thing would be, right, for me, is if he went to Juve. Back to Juve. Because his career would be United, Juve on a free, United for 89 million, Juve on a free. And in the middle of that, you got to go, the what? What's that bit in the middle? United. So he was at United, let him go to Juve, and then what's the bit in the middle? 89 million. All right, okay, and what did they get back for him?
I wonder if United at like 31, and he's like, listen, Manchester's my home, and I'd always like to come back, and we're like, he wants to come back?
Yeah, we'll give up. All right, we're not getting 89 million, no. This time you can have 80.
What, drink a load of mugs on that?
Yeah, hey, you can have 80. All right, 84. Okay, 87. Hey, David Roberts says,
I honestly thought we would see is him walking out of the door on a free and not winning a title.
It's six years later. It's laughable, isn't it? It's embarrassing. David Roberts says, love stories like Steve's Pogba story. What's the best United encounter you lads have had? Merry Christmas up the paddock. What's yours, Andy? Best United encounter where you've met a player?
Meeting Eric de Cantona at the Cliff a week before his ban expired.
Oh, nice.
On a Saturday, nice. With my dad going to watch the under-18s before a 3 o'clock game, 11 o'clock in the morning. And he was over there training on his own, and my dad said, go on. So I approached him, and he was more than happy to sign an autograph or two.
Really?
I was 20, 21 at the time, and it was just absolutely, it was like, wow. He's blown away. You don't say anything, but when he signs the back of your shirt and it says the king, he smiled at it as well. He knew.
You've basked in his greatness as well, haven't you? Both sick him.
Drilled.
Cantona's reaction to seeing my flag that I took to Afghanistan. Yeah. Said Merit the King flag. Everyone knows the trickle of. I had the red, white, and black one. I had the red, white, and blue one. Or some fucking mug and that. Like, I had the red, white, and black one. I took it to Afghanistan, took it to Iraq. And I've got a picture of me sitting on a Land Rover in the desert just with my Merit the King flags. It fucking went everywhere on me, right? And I shown him. I don't know why, I just whipped it out and was like, well, yeah, took it to Afghanistan.
This is what I'm about.
And in the most Cantona way ever, he just went, whoa, this is awesome.
Fucking brilliant.
He goes, send it to me. And I was like, yeah. What? Obviously.
Well, send it to me. Give me your number then.
He gives his brothers. Oh, I know. Oh, absolute fucking tapping. But yeah, Cantona was a good one. I've been fortunate enough, like, doing this now for a few years where you get to be in some mad little spots to have encounters. Mm-hmm. Watching the Academy with Paddy Creran just on like a random Wednesday afternoon was good. Because there's like 12 people there.
That's me.
Most of my parents, and you just get to sit with Paddy Creran. And
he used to jog around Ancoats in the.
He still goes to our gym, you know. He's in our gym.
Yeah, yeah. used to jog around.
Yeah, he works out a jumper.
During the 90s, Paddy used to jog around Ancoats. Used to see him on a weekday, about 2-3 in the afternoon.
You've seen Quentin Fortune when we was in Media City. You used to see Quentin Fortune running around there as well.
Right.
I had one, like, before I was doing all this, like, I didn't have that many. I was at Dwight York's wetting a baby's head for Harvey though. Party. I was at that. Because there was a barmaid I was with. Right. So he had no involvement with him, but
yeah,
we had a party for when he came.
I'm going to avoid commenting in any way, shape, or form.
Brazingerman's in on the edge.
Yeah.
Andy Cole had a fight with Kev Campbell that night.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, mad.
Who won?
Kev Campbell knocked fuck out of him.
Really?
He's fucking massive. Have you seen him?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I'm just surprised that went down. Kev Campbell, I mean, don't get me wrong,
he's got chest like a barrel.
Andy Cole in a fight with someone, especially, you know, someone who's never played for United. Well, Kev Campbell seems like a really nice guy. We've had him on the channel.
Me and Kev Campbell got to the semi. This sounds like would I lie to you, right? Did me and Kev Campbell get to the semi-final of a snooker tournament as a partnership? My mate used to have.
Baggies off cameras and shouting at us.
That's brilliant.
My mate used to have a snooker tournament on New Year's Day every year.
There's no way you've made this up.
No, this is too random. It's too random.
It's too random.
In a nutshell, he was business partners with Kev Campbell, and Kev came down. It's randomly drawn in it, and it's me and Kev Campbell. I can't play snooker. I'm a violent sports kind of guy, right? Anything with a bit of finesse, like darts, snooker, anything like that, it's not my bag, right? So the tactic we ended up doing was I'll just knock it into all the balls and we'll snooker them, and we literally got to a semi-final by us doing that. He could pot and I could snooker, and that was it.
Decent. Hey, the dizzy heights of the semi-final.
It's only a game,
the,
isn't it?
Snooker. That's your tactic, tournament, whatever it was.
Yeah, shocking. And it was just him shouting at me like, have you never played snooker before? I was like, yeah, once or twice.
That's a good encounter.
Not exactly the crucible, is it?
No. I've had a few, like you say, Steve, I've had a few encounters with players because of me, like, job and stuff, but the most random one was where I accidentally tried to get Marcus Rashford's car outside my mate's house. that was so embarrassing, because honestly I went to meet my mate and he's got a Range Rover, and I was late and I could see the Range Rover with the engine running,
So I thought, he's right, mate. You know what I mean? Like, impatient. Yeah. So I opened the car to give him both barrels. When I opened the car and put my foot in it, I realized it's Marcus Rashford sat in the driver's seat. So I just went, oh, sorry, mate. I thought this was my mate's car. He lives there. And he went, oh, yeah, my mate's just chatting to him. Because my mate does, I don't know what he does. I don't want to get into that. But yeah, anyway.
That sounded way hotter than it needed to be. It doesn't need to be anywhere near as hot as you just made that sound.
Everything oh, sounds...
He like imports heroin, just say what it is.
Dodgy, man.
It's Sniff. No, it's not. It's not Sniff. It's not Sniff. What is this, the 90s?
Sydney Windows Range Rover bleeding out. Salford.
So Andy Colin, do you remember Ampersand, the nightclub?
Oh, yeah, I remember Ampersand, yeah.
What a fucking gaff that was, by the way. Yeah, so the VIP was upstairs.
That's a proper blast from the past.
I used to work in a bar in town. I used to work at Wave. On Portland Street, fuck me, that's rough, right?
And I used to go there. It was cheap beers on a Saturday night.
Yeah, mate. Do you know what? If you go in now, £2. Do you know what? Here's the thing, right? If you want to know what it was like in 2002, just go in today. It looks exactly the fucking same, right? Identically the same, and it probably hasn't been cleaned since then. So it's fucking minging, right? I used to work in Wave. One of the bouncers that worked at Wave also did Ampersand, so I managed to get myself in and into VIP. Goes into VIP. Who's in the VIP? Andy Cole, and what's the Watson called that used to play for Everton? Is it Steve Watson?
For Everton?
Or Dave Watson?
Dave Watson.
So Dave Watson and Andy Cole. Andy Cole's in a leather shirt because it's fucking Andy Cole, and of course he is. So I absolutely chewed his ear off for about 2 hours.
Really? That's min that. That is
crazy. It's Andy Cole who still, right now, has got the same attitude to everyone he doesn't know, which is go away face. But yeah. It's fucking Andy Cole, mate. This is like 3 years out from the treble. Are you fucking mad? Come here.
It's funny because we did a thing once with Mitten and Chucky and Andy Cole. And because Chucky's got no filter whatsoever, like a Q&A thing. And like Chucky sort of led the way and was just coming out of all these stories. That, like, and Andy Cole was like, he kept saying, I can't believe you're saying that. I can't believe you're telling everyone about this. And Nicole said, this is one of the best things I've ever done because no matter what I say, it don't matter because everyone's just going to remember what you're saying because Chucky just doesn't give a shit. So yeah, it was mint. Right, get involved in the comments, let on the chat. Some people talked about us name dropping. Well, yeah, we were asked about... It would have been a pretty poor story if we'd have told about our United encounters without name dropping. I don't know how it works.
Can't tell you who it is, but...
Yeah, but there was this great...
It was the other half of him and York.
Some... Jado says, when is the Florida trip you promised last year? You and Jay chasing the Glazers down with Maka would be epic. Do you know what it was, right? It was COVID, wasn't it? Because when we saw that...
Was it COVID?
It was. Because we looked at it, right? When it all popped off with the protest...
Well, it was the European Super League, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it was COVID that stopped us going. Do you remember? Because we said...
Oh, the travel restrictions.
Yeah, because as soon as that happened...
We'd looked into it.
I said to him, we need to go to Florida.
Well, you didn't. You said, you're not allowed to go to Florida.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, because you were going to take it to a level that we don't need to get into. But I just wanted to doorstep the geezer. Stay out of our ideas.
No, I didn't. But we know that I'm impulsive and some things, sometimes things happen.
Sometimes the best reaction is the right approach.
I don't know about that. But yeah, we looked into it.
I'd have seen my ass with me. If he'd have reacted, I'd have been in jail still.
Yeah, you'd be still on bail in Florida. Jail for smashing his head in or whatever.
Because if he'd ignored me as hard as he ignored that chick that they sent over for Sky News.
Yeah.
I don't
he would have got a lot of sun. It's Florida, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how much sun you get when you're on 23-hour bang. To be honest with you, I'm going to put it out there. I'll be
yeah, look at
lot.
Me, you fucking prick. Fuck you, walk away, I'll fuck you up.
Because we wanted to rent a bucket and it literally, we looked at doing it and it wasn't like then we could just jump on a flight and fly over there. This was like peak.
No, shout out to some subscribers as well who lived in the area was like, I'll take you to his house. Actually.
Yeah, there was guys who sort of,
we know, amazing with people. Us. We know.
And also, he was on Google Earth, wasn't he?
We're not doing that.
Google Street, sorry, Street View. He was
actually outside
there.
His own house.
Yeah, so we did a bit of recce. We're like,
Google
okay.
didn't fuck that one up.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
anyway,
we just couldn't make it work.
We've not put that in file 13 just yet, so...
Yeah, never say never.
Watch and shoot.
Hesh V says, you lot can crash at my place in Tampa. Hesh V, we will hold you to that. Who's your Wallies of the Week?
Well,
I've got one, but I think it's pending a case, so I'll just leave it for now.
Yes, you will leave it for now, because it is pending a case.
Like I always say, Jake, I'd rather be a grass than a nonce.
Thank you. It's, you know...
Cheese and wine guy?
Cheese and wine guy.
You mean the fucking Prime Minister?
Oh, him.
Oh, that tosser, yeah.
Sorry, everyone, I've got to shoot.
Right, okay. He has, he's not, he's, yeah, he's got stuff going on. right.
So thanks to Steve. You're saying Boris Johnson is your
cheese and wine guy, and Chris fucking Whitter.
Yeah, Chris Whitter. What's he done?
Chris Whitter, Nitty Gritter. Listen to the boy. Listen to the boy from the Big Bad City.
Right, nice.
He's fucking jam hot,
isn't
it?
This is jam hot. That's it. Ten flat ball swap jam Nitty Gritter. You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City. This is jam hot.
This is jam.
That was it. I remember that. Don't be good to me and all that. I'm gonna go with. I don't know. Dominic Raab. There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I saw him doing the rounds this morning, chatting absolute wibble. Get involved in the comments. Don't forget to give us a subscribe if you're not doing. Let's get to 700,000 subscribers.
Please.
By the end of the season. We're on about 620 odd. We can do it with your support. Also, check out the 12 Days of Paddock. You've done a special Christmas message, haven't you?
Yes, I have
coming
today.
Out. Yeah, so yes, make sure you keep an eye.
Coming soon.
Coming soon, a special Christmas message. Andy, where can people find you?
Instagram, andy_MUFC_Tate.
Yeah, you know where to find me as well. This has been Paddock. What has it been, actually? The Paddock Podcast, thank you. A big shout out to... who sponsored us, Baggers? Surfshark, yeah?
Click
the link, code Paddock. Big thanks to Surfshark. And a big thanks to Alex Bagley for running the desk for us and being a producer extraordinaire. I'll see you in the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.